Sheree's been a client of mine for several years. I've been helping her as a consultant in emotional anatomy, been a coach and doing body work with her. I've invited Sheree here tonight because her life really epitomizes the solar plexus journey. And we all have one. We are all ignited in a certain way, urged. There's a call for every human being to take this journey, and it's a remarkable thing when somebody does. And so I really wanted to share Sheree's journey because it's pure reflection of this process. What she's completed so far is she's written affirmation cards for new mothers. She's authored a book, It's Your Birthright, and it's recently, just last week, published by Morgan James Publishing Company in New York, and is now in the process of writing online connection programs and courses. Where I want to start is when we first met. So I want to go into why you first came to see me in the first place, like 3.5 years ago.
Yep. So they say that horses are intuitive, and I really believe that. I fell off a horse and hurt my back in 3.5 years ago. And I was looking for someone to fix my back, and called up the Lightworkers Cottage where Chris was working. Barb said, oh, I know this guy Chris, he'd be perfect for you. So I came in to get my back looked at and did not foresee the journey that I was about to take. So he did sort out my back, but he also really opened up some energy and took it from there.
Yeah, well, my first training was in musculoskeletal therapy work, so I was very versed in working with those kinds of injuries. But as you know, my interest is in what goes behind these things. And so when Sheree came into my room, I couldn't stop looking at your forehead. So I've got this problem in my back, and I'm like, you're a like super creative person. I could not go there. And to kind of see the look on your face and the posture that you came with at the time wasn't quite representing the glow that you have, particularly right now. So I felt to bring that up and put that out there and see if there was a tie-in with this accident, perhaps, with what was going on with your life at the time. So that was really cool. I mean, there's many other features that you have that express your sturdiness and strength and determination, like that chin, can you see? Strong chin, very determined. Strong cheek bones, a lot of power behind you, so. And also straight eyebrows, very practical and thick from middle to end. So good with follow through, yep. Even though she's very much a Vata type, which is, there's challenge with being persistent and has many ideas that come really constantly coming and coming and coming, there's also, there still is a good framework for grounding those things through, so. What do you remember of that session?
So from that session, I really remember just being opened. I felt that I'd been quite closed for a while. And at that time, that's when I was having a little creative idea, but I didn't really know how to execute it at that point. So I remember we talked through that, and Chris sort of gave a bit of permission or a little bit of a push to go forward with that. And that, of course, was these affirmation cards that are now printed up.
At that time that we first met, would you describe yourself as someone who was living a purposeful life?
I think, yes, I was, because at that point I had a 6-month-old baby, so I was certainly purposeful as a mother, but I didn't feel I was at full capacity in my own personal purpose. So there was that confusion or that conflict, I suppose,
Yeah, the way I look at that is in terms of your masculine and feminine balance.
Yeah.
And unless both are being activated in some way, which is different for everybody, how that comes through. You've obviously taken a very entrepreneurial kind of path that's not necessarily a balance for someone else. Mm. But it's interesting to always reflect back and go, well, now that you've stepped into a path of this manner, does this feel purposeful compared to where things were? So I'm glad you acknowledge where you were as a full-time mother had that sense of purpose with it. Because often that's not the connotation in our Western world that is not so happy to acknowledge that as a path. I'm sure that reflects through your work. So do you feel the session we had was a catalyst to those changes?
Yeah, absolutely. And I remember just saying to you, when can I book in again? And I think I saw you every 3 weeks in the early days. And so I was sort of working through where I wanted to go, because we can rewind back a little bit. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah,
so,
go for it.
So when I was pregnant, I really thought that the system would help me emotionally and spiritually in that transition.
Yeah.
And of course it didn't. So I sort of was looking for ways that I could help myself in that time. I found a birthing technique called hypnobirthing, and they had positive affirmations, which were really game-changing for me and my life, like finding affirmations. So a few days before my son was born, I thought, oh, hang on, I'm really cool for this birth, but I have not thought about motherhood and his coming in a matter of days. So I jumped online to look to see what affirmations were there to support me and to buy some, and I couldn't find any. So I stayed up really late that night and went through all my materials and tried to sort out a set of nice little statements that I could put on post-it notes and stick around the house that would support me in the early days. So that's sort of how that started. And then in the coming months, I kept looking at them and thinking, this little niggling thought, you know, the thing that keeps coming up, that idea that I've learnt to trust now, kept saying, you have to design these up. And I went, oh, well, I keep feeling that I need to do this, so I will, but I didn't really know how to. And then I met Chris.
When I heard that you were creating these affirmation cards and that there was this lack of accessibility to them, and knowing and seeing the creative person that you are in this fortunate situation of being in an unstable place, which for me is a really good leverage time to go put that energy into something, it's led on to so much more, hasn't it?
It certainly has. Yeah, absolutely. I get a lot of ideas in the shower, and I remember once being in the shower and this thing said, you need to create a digital platform for mums. I'm like, I don't even know what a digital platform is, right? And then this job advert came up, which was to create a digital, like to be an analyst for a digital platform for sustainability, which is my like number one love, aside from helping women transition to motherhood, of course. But you know, that nature's just so strong with me. So I saw this job come up and I'm like, hang on, this is really great for me.
Yeah.
And that came up like the day after I had a session with Chris. I just couldn't believe it. So Chris basically gave me permission to go to work full time, and then this dream job was advertised. And of course I did get that, and went back to work pretty quickly after that full time, which was difficult. It was not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, I remember you come in tears a fair few times.
So upset.
Having to drop the boy off and do that whole process.
As everyone
really
who's done that, that's just, so hard. Yeah.
But when we're talking about permission, I could see that you really wanted to do this, you know? And that's a big part of doing this work, is going, you know, it's okay to have that desire. Because there's so many stigmas and ideas and beliefs that we have that could create guilt around that or something to that effect, which saps your energy, as you're about to learn. So you've got a full-time job, you bought a house, you've got now a mortgage, and you've got a child, and now how does this... When were you doing all this business stuff? Like,
When most people sleep. Early hours, late nights. So at this point, I was still seeing Chris on a regular basis, and Chris was really, in terms of the cards, no one else cared. Like, no one else cared. And I was paying Chris to care, mind you.
I'm a renter carer. Renter guy who cares. That's me.
So anyway, no one else really cared about this idea that I had except for me and Chris. And every 6 weeks or whatever, I had to come in and show him prototypes or the website or something. And we would have our discussion. And then just at the end of the discussion, I'd have to write my, you know, list of things that I was to do in the next 6 weeks. And I took it seriously too, because I was accountable to someone, not just me.
Yeah.
So eventually these cards got out, and a bit of a silly thing happened. They came out, they looked beautiful, and then I went, you know, women need more than affirmations. That's just a tool. Like, we, in the transition to motherhood, at least in my experience and in many experiences of the people I've spoken to and the research that I've undertaken, you know, we're really lacking the roadmap to prepare emotionally and mentally. So I set out to do that because I guess Chris and I had always discussed that the cards was a stepping stone. Like, I knew I had to do them. I had trust. I had to do it. I didn't know why I had to do it, but I knew I had to.
That's it.
I knew it wasn't the thing, but I didn't know what the thing was. And I just kept going, just thinking, well, I don't need to know. Like,
so
I think it'll come.
So let's put this in perspective.
Yeah.
You've got a child.
Got a child.
You've got a full-time job.
Got a full-time job.
You've got a husband.
Yes.
A partner.
Yes, husband.
And you're spending extra time making cards that you don't know where they're going.
I don't know what I was thinking. It's true.
Do you understand the significance of that? The trust that that takes. So there's an inner knowing, and then there's the action. And how often the inner knowing's there without the action. Mm. And without the action, there's no manifestation. There's no product, and without that, there is no next step. There is no next place. Mm. There is just the idea. And so it's always important for me as a mentor to always have the person go away with actions to manifest and to come into the direct confrontation of what's going to distract, what's going to pull your attention, all those kinds of things, and go, are you going to take yourself seriously as a creative or not? So that has led to...
So then the next thing was, I was working but listening to a lot of podcasts at work. I would be wanting to learn everything I could about marketing, about growing the business, you know, all manner of things, as you do. And I saw an advert to a conference, a one-day conference called Key Person of Influence. And so I took the day off work, which was big. I took an annual leave day to go to a conference for my business. Like, to me, that was a huge thing to do, especially when you've got a child and a husband. Like, annual leave days should be spent with them, not on yourself. That was very selfish, but not selfish, self-indulgent, perhaps. Anyway, so I went along, and they, halfway through this conference, they talked about product and how the product had to be like a big product. And I went, yes, this is it. This is what I've been looking for. I've had this little card, but this program is going to help me come up with a product, which 2 years later, I'm still doing the product, but I do know what the product is now. So I got very excited about that. And then also on the conference, there was discussion, a mentor came in to have a chat about writing a book. And it was weird because the week before I did one of those silly online Facebook personality quizzes and it said you're a writer. And I went, yeah, I'd like to write a book. That was on the bus the week before. Yeah, love to be a writer. Love to write a book. So that had happened, and then I went to this conference, talked about developing, you know, a core product and writing a book. So I had to, as part of the program, I had to write a book pitch for the book. And this is quite funny. So I had my little notes and I brought them to Chris and I'm like, okay, so the book's going to be about this and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, just spat it all out and then told him what I thought the book would be. And Chris goes, it's good. It's not great. And I went, oh, shit. And that was really hard to hear. But then Chris started talking about when, you know, in that transition time and when you're trying to prepare for something, it's all about connection. And he said the word connection. And I went, okay. So 2 weeks ago, I went to bed with a problem and at 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with some thoughts. And then at 5 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and did my, at that point I was quite disciplined and I was doing my intuitive dance meditation every morning for about an hour. So I did the dance and then I went to the dining room table, got a pen and paper and drew a diagram that looks like this. And it was basically a compass for connection, which was connect with yourself, connect with your baby, connect with your village and connect with nature. And I promptly dismissed it. So I had this very inspired direction and I just ignored it until I'm in a session with Chris, who, when I'd put my, you know, my analytical brain together and had come up with this idea for a book, and of course that wasn't inspired, that was me, oh, they said that must be good, and they said that must be good, let me put it all together. And Chris is like, yeah, it's all right, it's just okay. And then I said, oh, it's funny that you mentioned the thing about connection, because I drew this diagram on connection compass.
Yeah.
And then I remember you said, okay, now I've got goosebumps. So guess what my whole business is? It's this, that connection compass. And which is just amazing.
Well, that's a big part of what these guys are learning, and what the emotional anatomy process is about connection. It's about authenticity, and it's about seeing that there's so much value in just being yourself, not value in trying to be someone else. So when I read this pitch, I'm seeing someone else's model. It was very obvious to me, this is not you. It all looks and sounds great, but I'm not getting the tingle. I'm not getting that power that's going to be the platform foundation for your prosperity, for where things are going. And it's really challenging to believe that what's just coming out of you is it. Surely it's got to be something else. Surely it's got to be something more. And that's just this unusual challenge. I know people to be extremely powerful outside of himself. They're competent, they're capable, they are direct, they are all these qualities of the solar plexus. And then when it comes to being themselves, that just goes to shit. All of a sudden, that's out the window. I remember quite a few times having to go, Sheree.
What?
Because this is addressed to corporate women. And there's a kind of a...
Oh, yes, the name.
There's a kind of a corporate expectation and a kind of a... And it was like... I was like...
I wanted
you,
to...
You are a light in the room. Not trying to be the people in the room and to please the people in the room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Because there's this, corporate executive, blah, blah. I'm like, these people are human beings with souls.
Yeah. Yes.
Who want to connect. Yes, use some of the language because that creates a common ground. But don't forgo the essence for bullshit, right? Because that takes the piss. We all are connected beings, right? And so I just remember that coming up a bit, and I think it will still come up a bit.
Oh, it still does as in things each go on, our, yeah. Each of our sessions, yes.
It's very strong, yeah.
Well, that because I think the message is simple, and sometimes I think it's too simple.
Yeah.
but simple's hard, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Simple's really hard. So that Chris likes to remind me of that. But I was going to call it Unleash Your Inner Goddess, and he talked me out of that, and so did Luna, my other mentor. They're like, don't put goddess in the title of the book. It's going to turn people away. So that was quite really, really good at the time of doing the book pitch and writing to get the perspective of Chris and Luna on language.
Yeah, and I mean, at the end of the day, what's mostly true about us as mentors is that we reflect something that you see in yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no other way. If it's not in you, then it's not useful.
Mm.
Can't be seen. Mm. So if you got mentors around you, they're you. Gone. You know, it's like, whoa. Am I that powerful? Because that's the perception you put in the other person. It's like, that's what you're thinking about yourself. It's that really? Mirror reflection. Absolutely, it is.